A dirt poor boy from rural Virginia traded his pistol for a typewriter at 13. That decision launched a journey that would unlock the success secrets of America's most powerful industrialists and create a philosophy that has transformed millions of lives across generations. What began as a three-day conversation with steel magnate Andrew Carnegie became a 20-year quest, interviewing over 500 luminaries, including Henry Ford and Thomas Edison, to distill the universal principles of achievement. The result? A body of work that predicted concepts like the law of attraction decades before they became mainstream, sold 60 million copies worldwide, and continues to shape how we think about success today. Think of your mind as fertile soil. Whatever seeds fall into it, through conversations, media, relationships, books, will grow and bear fruit. While you can't change your inherited DNA, you control your mental environment, the accumulated impressions absorbed since birth through your five senses. Consider someone raised in constant criticism who consciously surrounds themselves with uplifting books, constructive conversations, and growth-minded people. Over time, their entire personality transforms because they deliberately cultivated a different mental landscape. Viktor Frankl maintained inner freedom in concentration camps. Helen Keller built a rich inner world despite profound physical limitations. The principle? Every physical action originates from your mental environment, so a sound mind must precede directed achievement. Your mind naturally resists forced ideas, but desires what seems restricted or exclusive. Tell someone you must do this and watch resistance appear. Present options and let them discover solutions independently, and acceptance flows naturally. This explains why the best leaders rarely command. They guide, suggest, and create conditions where others want to choose the right path. Every movement originates as a brain signal. Your mind operates like a sophisticated computer with two processors, the conscious mind that thinks deliberately and the subconscious that executes programs automatically. The breakthrough? You can deliberately program your subconscious through auto-suggestion, making specific suggestions to yourself. The process demands specificity. I want to be rich produces nothing. I will earn $100,000 annually by providing exceptional value through specific service creates measurable results. One practitioner revised his goal to earn exactly $100,000 annually. Within 6 months, an offer arrived for precisely $105,200, proving auto-suggestion's laser-like accuracy with crystal-clear objectives. Character itself can be built through countless small decisions aligned with your desired identity. Returning excess insurance money, choosing integrity when no one's watching, these aren't just ethical choices, but deliberate acts of self-programming, reinforcing the character structure you're building. The key activating ingredient? Emotion. Mechanical repetition accomplishes nothing, but speaking your goals aloud with genuine feeling, visualizing their achievement with vivid detail, and maintaining unwavering faith in their manifestation, this combination reprograms your subconscious mind, transforming plans into reality. While auto-suggestion influences your own mind, suggestion is the subtle art of influencing others. Students smelled peppermint from plain water when told it contained peppermint oil. A woman who constantly feared cancer developed it in the exact spot she always indicated. A condemned criminal died when merely convinced he was being executed, though the execution was entirely staged. These examples reveal how profoundly suggestion shapes physical reality. The most effective suggestion works indirectly. Shakespeare's Mark Antony faced a hostile Roman mob convinced Caesar's assassination was justified. He began by appearing to agree, then subtly undermined the conspirators by repeatedly calling them honorable men with increasingly sarcastic inflection. By speech's end, the mob rioted against Brutus, yet Antony never directly argued against him. Here's why this works. Impressions in your subconscious cluster in harmonizing groups. One doubt triggers related doubt memories. Fear-related thoughts summon all other fear associations, displacing courage entirely because opposite emotions cannot coexist. An exceptional manager never criticized workers, but constantly praised improvement. Telling an underperforming employee he seemed to be setting a lively pace resulted in 25% productivity increase that same day. Enthusiasm and genuine interest are contagious. They create environments where people naturally want to perform at their best. Nature balances all accounts with mathematical precision. A bank clerk stole money and fled, haunted by conscience for 18 years. Upon returning to confess, he discovered the bank never reported the theft. His own mind inflicted the punishment the law required. History remembers those who persevered without bitterness. Knut Hamsun worked as a streetcar conductor, fired for being too stupid, longshoreman and seaman while constantly writing. At 60, after decades of struggle, he won the Nobel Prize. Meanwhile, a Washington banker who built wealth through exploitation eventually lost everything, his bank replaced by a lunchroom, his mansion under new ownership. Emerson observed that every excess causes defect, every sweet has its sour. Everyone you meet is a mental mirror reflecting your own attitude. The energy wasted striking back at those who anger you could make you wealthy if directed toward constructive effort. The most effective response to cruelty? Return good for evil. Acts of kindness transform both giver and receiver. Self-confidence unlocks extraordinary reserves of vitality and potential. A desperate businessman at suicide's edge was guided to a mirror and told, "Look at yourself. Only you have the power to help yourself." Within days, he returned transformed, well-groomed, confident, revitalized. Through persistent application of specific principles, he rebuilt his life and became an industry titan. The transformation method involves a 7-point self-confidence chart leveraging auto-suggestion and concentration. The practice? Memorize the chart, recite it daily before a mirror, maintain direct eye contact while speaking with intensity and conviction. This mirror technique transforms perceived weaknesses into genuine strengths. The process begins with desire, not mere wanting, but burning desire that becomes emotional fuel. When properly emotionalized, your entire personality becomes magnetic, naturally attracting what you focus upon. Consider this question: what would you attempt if you knew you could not fail? This inquiry illuminates self-confidence's transformative power, the quality that converts distant dreams into immediate possibilities and daunting obstacles into manageable challenges. Schools of medicine, law, engineering, and business overlook humanity's most powerful principle, the golden rule. Though dismissed as mere theory, it holds untapped power for success. Imagine humanity as one body, where each person performs a vital function. When conflict erupts, entire systems cease functioning, like a body deteriorating when cells stop working. There exists an infallible method to influence others. Treat them as you wish to be treated, and persist. Like attracts like. Successful people gravitate toward each other, as do the downtrodden. Change others' attitudes by first changing yours toward them. But passive belief accomplishes nothing. To profit, actively apply this philosophy, teach it, and become known as someone who lives by it. Every person has a reputation built from accumulated transactions. When you establish this standard, you build confidence, goodwill, and cooperation, activating the law of attraction. Most importantly, when your subconscious absorbs this principle, you develop unshakable self-respect and self-confidence that propels you toward your desires.